أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت والا حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ از عزیز نظم اشعار سکون دل جیسے ایوری کپلٹ از اے بیان آن اٹس اون. ایوری کپلٹ ایوری ٹو لائن از اے بیان ون لائن از اے بیان آن اٹس اون. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا. اف اے پرسن کین ناٹ ٹیک اف اے پرسن کین ناٹ کیور ہز ہارٹ آف دا ڈیزیزز سکنسز اسپرچل سکنیسز ہاؤ مینی اسپرچل سکنیسز وی ہیو ان آور ہارٹس جیلسی غیبت عداوت دشمنی حترت اعوذ باللہ. اللہ تعالیٰ سیوز اس. دیٹ از وائی اللہ تعالیٰ گیوز اس دس اپرچونیٹی ٹو بی ان اے کمپنی آف کورس حضرت اینڈ پیپل لائک حضرت دام البرکات ہم. اللہ تعالیٰ گیوز اس لانگ لائف سو دیٹ وی کین میک اور علاج اینڈ وی کین کیور آور سیلوز تھرو دا کمپنی آف پیپل لائک دس آف پرسنالٹیز لائک دس. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا ہے تو پرسن کین ناٹ فائنڈ کیور through the Allah wala, through the people that have the pain and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts, then very very difficult for a person to suppress that stubborn and that rebellious nafs that is in him. Very difficult. Allah has given us this opportunity. Let's take this opportunity. Khuda ki sarkashi se khudkushi hai maal aur daulat mein. If a person is in the disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is suicide. The person who wants to acquire in his pursuit, in his wealth, and he wants wealth and maal and dawlat here in this world at the expense of his iman, honesty, and then what is it? And in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is the same as if he is committing suicide. Is committing suicide. Kabhi Allah wala se nahi aisa suna jata. You never heard that our Allah, the Allah wala, they do things like that. Somebody is blocking the way. FWM 273 MP ka sukoon hai dil utarta hai falak se ahne taqwa par bhi do hukm hai khuda sain sada fir kaise pa jata. Then sukoon hai dil, people are looking for peace of heart, peace of mind. Where does it come from? It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the khazana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the science is done. The people, the scientists, they got everything at their disposal. All they need to do is just use the things that Allah ta'ala has given them, and they would have gone, they would have acquired for themselves peace of heart and peace of mind, but they cannot. Similarly, Hazrat says, agar petrol ke manind ہوتا یہ سکون دل زمین میں کر کے بوری اس کو ہر کافی بھی پا جاتا لیکن تو اس سکون دل پیس آف ہارٹ ہیپینس if it is if it was something then it was then if it was like something like petrol where a person the boss the people the big companies they do boring and then they take it out from the ground the crude oil from which they make petrol and everything so if it was something like petrol where a person could dig a bore and then take it out from there like how we take out water then every kafir every non-muslim every fasiq every fajir it was easy for him to just do it like that and take out the sukun and happiness from the ground but it's not like that it comes only from the khazana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innu al-qulub so the end Hazrat says that main thak jata hu apni daasatan e dard se Hazrat cry was leave gunas don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala میں تھک جاتا ہوں آئی گیٹ ٹائرڈ آف ٹیلنگ دا پیپل اباؤٹ دس اگین اینڈ اگین اینڈ اگین ان فیکٹ آئی فیل شائے سم ٹائم پرسن فیل شائے ٹو ٹیل اے پرسن اگین اینڈ اگین اگین تو مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا اور میں ظاہر ہوں مجبور کنٹینیو ٹیلنگ دا پیپل اللہ کی بس توفیق سم ٹائم یو فائنڈ ویری کلوز دیئر نیئر ونس آف آورس they do they are involved in some disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something wrong we tell them they don't want to listen we tell them they don't want to listen then what happened eventually we say leave him no we should not do that but muhabbat but love and with du'as most important thing if you got ikhlas in our hearts with du'as we must try and bring the person back to the right path and we make him leave the wrong Allah give us tawfiq bismillahirrahmanirrahim اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر بدو حکم خدا سا انستا پھر کیسے با جاتا اگر پترول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل اگر پترول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر نپا جاتا زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر دفاع جاتا بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا و بچو گندے عمل سے امرتوں سے دور ہو جاؤ بچو گندے عمل سے امرتوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا بچوں گندے عمل سے امرتوں سے دور ہو جاؤ بچوں گندے عمل سے امرتوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا نہیں ممکن یہ بچوں گندے عمل سے امرتوں سے دور ہو جاؤ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم explained told the صحابہ told the ummah 1400 years ago that when the children are 7 years of age let get them into the habit of namaz when they are 10 years of age if they don't perform the salah give them a little bit and also separate them in the bed فرقوا بين مضاجعهم separate them from the bed This is the end. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed the whole nation. Why, if you're not going to do that, then you're going to land up, na'udhu billah, today they are talking of legalize. They are legalized all these haram things. So that is what the children will end up with. So Allah ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us 1400 years ago already. They separate them in the beds, don't let them sleep together because the akhlaq will become bad.
بچو گندے عمل سے امرتوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا
السلام علیکم ملک کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے غم
بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ہم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارہ چاہیے کون کہتا ہے کنارہ چاہیے اور حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان میں ہے حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان میں ہے حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفان میں ہے تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے اور اپنی آہوں سے ڈرے جانا پہ میر اپنی آہوں سے ڈرے جانا پہ میر اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے اور آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے دست بکشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں دست بکشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے اختر خستا و دور افتادا کو اختر خستا و دور افتادا کو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہیے ہم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ہم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے
عابد بلّہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کلام کا عنوان ہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہوں میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہوں
میں سلامت رہو تو سلامت رہ میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہ میں سلامت رہو تو سلامت رہ میں سلامت رہو تو سلامت رہ میری دنیا الفت سلامت سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت ہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت ہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت ہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت ہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہ اس میری حفاظت رہے میں سلامت رہو تو سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہو تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت ساری دنیا سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے ساری دنیا سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے ساری دنیا سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے ساری دنیا سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے ساری دنیا سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل لذت رہے میں سلامت رہو تو سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہو تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت 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 رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے رہا عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گھر ندامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گھر ندامت رہے میں سلامت رہو تو سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہو تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا 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 اور دل میں بھی اس کی حسرت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی حسرت رہے میں سلامت رہو تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میر تسبیح میں درد محبت رہے میر تسبیح میں درد محبت رہے میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میر بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من آدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت في القاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله اثنا عشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are so fortunate to have this wonderful occasion with so many mashallah people who are listening very attentively and with love and with desire for the love of Allah for our deen, which opens the heart of everyone. Allah's rahmat descends. Mashallah, this beautiful ashar that were ended and the meanings of that, as Maulana Rafiq Sahib Damat Barakatum rightly said, every couplet, every word of Hazrat has got so much of meaning, and this is the shan of Allah Wala. It's difficult, we have got very little time to translate, or otherwise not only translate, but a detailed explanation is required of everything. But just very, very briefly, what Kaijaz had rendered, Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye, I need a support of life. We all know that when a person is in intensive care, he's got support of life. But the real support of life, what is there? Ghum tumhara dil hamara chahiye. The real support of life is the love of Allah Ta'ala. And our heart be the recipient and the place where that love of Allah Ta'ala comes. If a person has found the love of Allah, he's got his support of through all difficulties, he will go through, he will make salah, Allah will give him great rewards. Through good times, he will go through without becoming arrogant and boastful, making shukr to Allah, and he will get great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. In another line, Hazrat says, Lazzat-e-fariyad tufano mein hai. The enjoyment of crying to Allah Ta'ala is in difficult conditions. Allah Ta'ala loves this like a child wants something from its mother, begging the mother. And then children are very cute. What sentences they say sometimes. They make you so happy, they make you laugh. You just think about it. So this Allah loves when you cry to Allah. And the child is going around the mother crying, sings things like that. Mother getting so happy. Allah loves this. So in there is this enjoyment. Lazzat-e faryaad tufano mein hai. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye? Who says that you need the shore? That when you are on land, you are quite safe, you are comfortable. But when you are in the storms, at that time when you turn to Allah and you cry to Him, when you are in difficult conditions and you are begging, we all, and we are commanded, we must ask of afiyat from Allah Ta'ala. We must ask of afiyat from Allah Ta'ala. But really, the real enjoyment is when a person has got difficult, when he's in difficult times, but his heart was prepared from before. It's turned to Allah and he begs for Allah for help. Somebody is ill, you've got a financial problem, whatever, and now you are crying and begging of Allah. Allah and Allah's system is such, who He loves and He did. Just how we find our children cute. And we're not giving them that sweet, not giving them, let them cry a bit more, let them say a few more. Allah also loves them. And His close ones, He doesn't just give them immediately what they want. He leaves them and He enjoys. Like in du'as, what words Buzurg say? How they turn to Allah, what Allah inspires in their hearts, and how they speak to Allah, and Allah loves that. So Allah leaves them, let them carry on. Allah Ta'ala loves that, and you're getting great rewards for that all the time. And the whole situation is from before is under control. You don't have to worry. Allah is controlling it, and everything will come right. But you getting parishan, worried now, but Allah is in control of everything, don't worry. Everything will come right. Allah loves this. In this other poem which Maulana Abdul Qadir very beautifully also rendered, he says, Samne aisa khawf-e qiyamat rahe, that oh Allah, let all the time be, let the in front of us be the fear of qiyamah. Now we must also not be fooled. Once one friend wrote and he said he was listening to some nasheeds, ash'ar, naat sharif on the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then he also writes, then I thought to myself, am I enjoying the words of the poem? Am I enjoying the voice of the reader? Am I enjoying the rhythm and the tone? Or am I enjoying the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So here also, this beautifully rendered, Samne aisa khawf-e qiyamat rahe. So much the fear of qiyamat must be in front of me. Now we also say it and we enjoy. And jhoom jaate hai. We are moving from side to side. That is that words giving the enjoyment, the rhythm and the voice giving enjoyment, or is in the heart the fear of qiyamat coming? Think of, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Many, many scenes are described. One, that a man kannahu bazaju, like a kid, a lamb. Weak, meek, humble, you come in front of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will say, I gave you this ni'mat, I gave you that ni'mat, I gave you that ni'mat. What did you do in it? Tell me, what did you do? And then he will say, oh Allah, I increased it. For example, this one hadith. How much you gave me, I made it more and more. From 1,000, I made 10,000. From 10,000, I made 1,000,000. I made a lot, oh Allah. Then Allah will say, what did you do? In other words, waste. He'll say, oh Allah, I left it there. Just let me go back, I'll go and bring it down. Now he'll realize that I should spend it in the path of Allah. The old people, the widows, the orphans, masjids, good causes. Then he'll say, oh Allah, increase this, just let me go. And I'll say, show me what you have brought here. Wow. Like that. Now, how many scenes of the day of Qiyamah? That right on top will be the sun, right overhead. Yeah, just to nowadays, 1-2 degrees more, the temperature is gone. We say, what a scorching.
Yeah.
Oh, what a hot day. Eh? And if we have to go to some other countries where the heat is really intense, at the bottom at the same time will be melting copper.
Allah.
If ever we have to put our leg on hot sand, eh? Sometimes it happens at the beach. Eh? You want to walk bare feet, and if you don't know, you can't run. Your sandals are not there, and you can't stand also. Because that ground is burning you. Hot, melting copper. Not just the beach sand which is hot. Or not just on some rocks you are walking. What will be? So all the samne, esa khawf e qiyamah. If this really comes into a person, not just that we are enjoying the rhythm and the voice of the poem, but this comes into a person, sab gunaho se meri hifazat. A person will automatically be saved from all gunas. If that day of qiyamah is and Hazrat says, samne esa khawf e qiyamah rahe. All the time, that is a true mu'min. Is that, then which guna will you be able to commit? So how will you be able to look at any woman? But the fact is, we haven't still reached that. That Qiyamah is not in front of us. And Qiyamah is a very big thing. The qabr, how our mort will come. In fact, in this dunya, how our gunas will hit back against us. And what the condition. And we see it happening to people. The mayor of a big city is accused of drug addiction, is accused of murder, is accused of what and what. At one time his name is so big in the newspapers and everywhere. And in this world already what disgrace comes. What will happen in the khabar? So this khawf of qiyamah must be in front of a person. We are today, the 5th of Muharram has started. We are in the new year. 1435, and this should ring bells for us. Very sadly, when it is the English New Year, the Gregorian New Year, January, everyone is aware, and everyone is in a different mood. Even a person who is sick in bed, he also knows New Year. And at night also, very sadly, how many Muslims also, we have to celebrate New Year. And how celebrating it? How stupid way. Then we are burning firecrackers, 12 o'clock at night, driving around, blowing the hooter. What is that? Eh? How? We make shukr to Allah. Allah gave us such a sharia, gave us such a nabi, that has taught us the correct way, and saved us from all these wrong things. So this new year of ours that has come in, we should be aware of it. There is a turn. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. The number of months by Allah Ta'ala which Allah has made, إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Allah had made 12 months in His book. Otherwise man, to calculate with decimals, or with the decimal system is very easy, everything in tens. So have 10 months in the year, to calculate will become very easy. Have 30 straight days in the month, it will become very easy. Islamic is 29, 30, English is 30, 31. Then, because we are not cared in the right mind, we think English year is very good, but they are so inaccurate that 3 years will go with February 28 days. And then they have to add 1 year 29 days. And we feel ours is awkward, that it's 29, 30. No, not at all. But anyway, whether it is, their year is also by the sun, which Allah has made. It's calculated by the sun, and there is no, it's not haram also. Ours is calculated by the moon, and that is ours, and ours must be ours. Why are we taking theirs? Everything today. We calculate, you ask anyone's age according to English year. You ask ulama, which year you graduated? Everyone practically, very, very few, will give the English year. When were you born? When did you get married? All English, we calculate it with the Gregorian year. Whereas we have got a special thing. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu introduced the Islamic Hijri year. And he took advice from the Sahaba, Mashura, when should we start our, we are a different nation. And we should have, even our calendar should be different. We shouldn't be following the non-Muslims calendar. We must have a calendar of our own also. It could be from the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great occasion. It could be when the first revelation took place, Wahi came. What a great revelation. We changed the course of the world. It could be the Battle of Badr, which changed the whole history of the world. All those occasions. But what did they settle for? The Hijrah. The time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. And there is such a great lesson that every year when the new year will come, and it's a Hijri new year, then my ummah will think of the Hijrah. And it will also encourage them, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is the true Hijrah? There are many types of Hijrah. With regard to niyat, our intention, why we make hijrat also. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Any person who made hijrat sincerely for Allah and His Rasul's pleasure, it will be for them. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى إِمْرَاتٍ يَتَزَوَّجُهَا أو ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر. And if it was for some worldly object, for business, in order to go marry a woman in that place, that's why you go, she's there, living there, or whether it is for business, whether it is for health, in that place your health will remain good, then your hijrat is according to your niyat, what your intention was. And so that is hijrat, physical hijrat. But the reality of hijrat, of migration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that al muhajiru man hajara ma nahaa Allahu an. The real muhajir is that person who migrates, who makes hijrah from all the things that Allah had made haram. So at this stage, and mashallah, quite a few friends, Allah reward them, they have drawn up their beautiful, they took stock of themselves. And they wrote out the whole stock. And these four or five friends or so, they submitted their stock sheets also. All must have taken their stock, because we are encouraging it quite a bit and referring to our friends, those who are close to us. They all must have taken their stock, but their stock sheets are by them. They kept it. But four or five, mashallah, have submitted their stock sheets also. And in the stock sheet, they have written properly first, and they all started with their liabilities, which is the right thing to do also. That this weakness I've got, this weakness I'm finding myself, this weakness I'm finding myself. They wrote all that. Then they wrote their credits also. That Allah's fazal, alhamdulillah. This. Then they wrote also that since they came in contact with the khanqa, maybe they started coming majalis, what were benefits also they. So a person who does this, this is a perfect platform and formula for you to progress. If you don't take stock of yourself, you wouldn't know where you are standing. A student, if he's not tested, they don't know whether to pass him or to keep him back still. Now he's not yet fit to go to the new class. Your business, if you don't take stock, you don't know whether things are, you may be making big turnovers, but what actually are you making? What's coming in your hand? What's going in your pocket? You wouldn't know. Maybe people are stealing you wholesale from your business. From all various types, so sophisticated types of robbing and stealing. So with stock taking, a lot of things come out. So if we take stock of ourselves, we might be thinking, I'm alright, I got a topi on, I got a beard, I got my kurta. Women have got their burqas on, we're making five times a day namaz. So we are alright. But really, these brothers, four or five who took their stock, they have seen for themselves what their condition is. And a person who sees that, and therefore, a person who finds fault with somebody else, the best thing to do is look at yourself. If you go and look in the mirror. If you're laughing at somebody, is there something in his nose? When you look in the mirror, perhaps you'll find something bigger in your nose. And then, the minute you realize, I got some black mark on my face, I got something in my nose, you will be concerned to clean your own nose. So a person who takes stock and realizes what my condition, not what I think I am, but actually what I am, when that is, and this also see how beautifully the Quran Sharif says, on the day of Qiyamah actually it refers to, but here also it applies to us. Allah will say on the day of Qiyamah, اقرأ كتابك, read your report. your report is prepared. And that report won't be prepared by you, by the Kiram and Katib. And whatever they have written will be posted to the journal. And wherever you committed that sin, that will be also posted to the journal. And which parts of the body you committed, it will be also posted to the journal, to the ledger. And from the ledger it will go to the journal, and then it will be seen if it all corresponds, or something is wrong somewhere. Well, then it will be reconciled, and then your amal will come out. Your balance sheet will come out properly, and you will be told, read it for yourself. Nobody else has to tell you whether you passed or you failed. You will be able to see how many rings you got. Or if you have any distinctions, if you have any rings, whether the marks are written in red, you have failed, you will see for yourself. And very Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of yourself before your stock is taken. So how fortunate are those people who seriously, they take stock of themselves. And this is an ideal occasion which everyone, the student in the academic year, at the end of the academic year, he takes stock. A businessman at the end of the financial year. Everyone has got a certain period where they check themselves. This is an ideal occasion also where a person checks himself. Or otherwise, your birthday, where according to Islamic date, even better. That is now 50 years of my life has passed. How did they pass? What for the future, what resolutions do I make? Or at the end of the Islamic year, which is universal for all the Muslims. But a person should take stock of himself and check himself, what is my condition? And according to that, make resolutions now for the new year. And if you don't have to make big, big resolutions. And you don't have to make plenty resolutions. One, two. And wallah, within a few years, you will see from yourself what a change will come in life. Nobody likes to have the liabilities, to have bad debts. And also these sins are such, like for example, a person with ghibah, backbiting if that is in him. It is such a, you are earning, you are sweating, and all your sweat, hard-earned money, and a person goes and deposits that in his enemy's account. A person who you dislike, in business your competitor, the one who is against you, and you can deposit in his account. Because by ghibah, backbiting, you are washing that person's sins down. And you are depositing your good acts into his account. Who in this world will want to do that? As some Uzur said, if you really want to commit, to do backbiting, you are so habitual to it, then backbite about your family members, which nobody will do. So that ghar ki punji ghar hi hai. So that your capital doesn't go out of you. It stays within your home. So for you backbite about your wife, your credit will go to her. You backbite about your son, so your credit will go, it stays in the house. But here we backbiting about our enemies, who we don't like. So we are transferring our funds to them. So this is backbiting. All our sins are such that you commit sin and you destroy all the good. The whole night you made ibadat, wonderful ibadat, with sincerity. It brought even tawadu, humility in you. But in the morning, now you went and watched TV. And you're looking at a strange woman on the screen. Even just with the excuse of reading news, etc. But now you're watching that woman, etc. All that guna has destroyed all your good deeds. As it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person, a whole day he kept roza. But then he committed, in his roza, he committed sin also. Oh, he made tahajjud the whole night, and then he committed some sin. He got nothing of his roza but staying hungry. And he got nothing of his staying awake at night but getting tired. Okay? So see the result of our actions also. Not just that we did good deeds, now we are all right. And we also are so easily fooled that the people just by their praises, and it goes to our head. How many of us are such? One very nice instance, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali, has written. A person from Persia, which is Iran now, came to India, Hindustan. He was a foreigner, stranger, he didn't know the culture, the way of life. And in India till today, especially on occasions like Eid, etc., the mithai shops who sell sweet meats, they put stacks and stacks of it outside. on the road, like outside the shops. In fact, the shop is closed and all the mithai is there. So he thought, oh, they are very generous here. Whoever wants to can just take and eat. And he started taking and eating. Shop owner said, what's this man doing here? And now they couldn't understand the language, or the language barrier. And he's trying to explain him and he can't understand. So finally the shop owner thought, this man is not understanding, let's just give him some punishment and let him go. There's no use of fighting and arguing, we not even understand. He called the police and he told him, see, our common punishment for such a person, to humiliate and disgrace him, we put him on a donkey and we parade him in town. And all the children also clap hands, jeer at him, laugh at him, etc. So they did this. This added to his problem. He thought that I did a very good thing, I ate, and then now they rewarded me. And now they're giving me an honorable ride, and everyone is clapping hands for me, everyone is praising me. This is our condition. Many of us, we go to places, and people outwardly, they praise us, it goes to our head. At the back, how many complaints come about that? That this person came here, he did this, he was like this. How many complaints? And we are happy, alhamdulillah, everything went very well. The people were very happy, etc. But in the meantime, complaints are coming. So we shouldn't be fooled by the people. Also, one beautiful instance is written, a person who had a horse, who had become disobedient, throwing the master off the horse. It's not doing its job, doesn't want to move, no matter how. So for 10 years he suffered with the horse. So he said, now the only way is to sell the horse. He took it to the auctioneer, I want to sell this horse, it's troubling me, it's not giving me service, causing me a lot of problems. So what's the work of the auctioneer? That's a successful auctioneer, that he'll advertise it in such a way, that everyone will be ready to buy. And he started with his flowery language, that this horse, when it gallops, it's like the it's on the way from the sea. And you go so smoothly on the horse, and all things like that. Like in our time, you got a car, 10-year-old car. You more than what you are, is sitting in the car, you are under the car. Fixing, you hardly drive 2 kilometers, again this thing is broken, you are fixing, you take it to the auction here. And he advertises it in such a way. So that man told, give my horse back. He said, why? They say that, no, when you're advertising it so good, then why must I sell it? Then we enjoy this great. He said, 10 years, you know how much it's troubling you. And yet now you're a fool just because of my flowery language. Our nafs, who doesn't know how horrible and terrible our nafs is? But just because people are praising us, people giving you big titles of Hazrat and Sheikh and Maulana or whatever else, or just that you look at yourself in the mirror regularly and you really think I'm a buzur. And when you see all the time the topi and the amama on top of it and the beard, oh, I'm really a buzur. But you forget your nafs. How terrible your nafs is. In your namaz, what thoughts your nafs brings to you. When you are making tilawat, Ramzan, 27th night, wow, how your nafs, where and where it takes you and what it does with you. Hey, we forget that. So by taking the stock, we will see, be able to see. And mashallah, these brothers who have written, and keep it for yourself, your stock sheet. And be sincere to yourself. You don't lie to yourself. Write down what you know you are. And then you check it, look at it. You will see what a great change it will bring. Also, at the same time, the 9th and 10th of Ashura are coming. Ashura is coming, the 10th of Muharram, and Tasu'a, the 9th of Muharram, and there are great virtues for these days also. The greatest rozas Allah loves after the month of Ramadan is the month of Muharram. Mm-hmm. Hey? And every roza, in some narrations it comes, 30 years sawab's roza. So this is a great and auspicious month. And the 10th of Muharram, before the rozas of Ramadan had become faras, the 10th of Muharram, the roza was faras. And it was when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Makkatul Mukarram, Madinatul Munawwara, he found the Jews were keeping roza, fasting on this day. He asked them, why are you still fasting? They said, Allah gave salvation to Musa alaihi salam from the Bani Israel on this day. Lot of other favors Allah had bestowed on this day. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we are more eligible to celebrate this day than what you people are. We also will keep this roza. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started keeping this roza. There is another great lesson for us to learn also. Whatever ni'mat Allah gives us, our common way is to celebrate and celebrate by feasting. That is our, for any excuse, Dawat, call the whole family, call the whole townspeople. In our Darulum also we see the students. Any small excuse, Dawat for this. End of the year Dawat. This Dawat, that Dawat, all the time Dawat. Only eating, where it seems our whole life is just around eating all the time. Hey, even when we come for programs, the first thing the people worry, food. And the menu. And then not one or two things, how many things. And after every namaz, instead of bayan, after every namaz, something to have to eat all the time. Our life seems to be revolving just around food all the time. So there is feasting also in Islam. Like you get married, there is walima feest. You have a child, there is a tilka feast. There is. But there is also fasting to celebrate. The month of Ramadan, 30 rozas, is actually celebration for the great gift of the Quran Sharif. And to celebrate it, Allah said, keep rozas. And at night, make 20 rakats of Tarawih and listen to the Quran Sharif. This is the appreciation. And this is how Allah has taught us to celebrate it. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, when he got his citizenship of Saudi, and his place Allah gave him right next to Masjid, right next to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulum al-Shari'ah, the Madrasa Ulum al-Shari'ah was about 15-20 meters from the door of the Haram, the old building. And the Hazrat had such a close place to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much won't he have? How did he appreciate it? 40 days Hazrat kept roza. In celebration of it, he kept 40 days roza. We also, so what Na'mat Allah gives us, sometimes celebrate it with fasting also. And there's also sunnah. This great salvation which Allah had shown to the Bani Israel, to Musa alayhi salam, Ulul Azam, great Nabi of Allah. The Bani Israel celebrated it with fasting. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, we are more eligible for this fasting. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam kept it. And the year before he passed away, left this world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I live till next year, I will keep in one riwayat, the 9th or the 11th also. And one riwayat, the 9th, I will keep roza. More preference is given to the 9th, which is known as tasua. But either 9 and 11, 9 and 10, or 10 and 11. There aren't three rozas here also. In Shaban also, there is one roza, the 15th Shaban roza. Many people keep three. If you are normally keeping the three rozas of the month, then that is separate. But the fazilat of the month of Shaban is one roza, the 15th. Otherwise, as many rozas as you want to. So we shouldn't mix up and add from our side onto the Sharia. So yeah, it's the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th, and preferably the 9th and 10th. But no problem. But why was this? This is important. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to show and say, we are different from the Bani Israel. So when in deeni matters, in the ibadat of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a distinction. That we shouldn't be like the Bani Israel. So as in deeni matters, then in dunya, how much shouldn't we differentiate from them? But today, how many of us, our names we try and keep according, we got our Muslim names. Abdul Samad is Sam. Harun is Harry. Yusuf is Job. All, how many? This is not right at all. Allah has given us our dressing, we should dress as Muslims. Allah has given us the most honorable dress. The dress of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and which we don't have to testify, non-Muslims still today testify to this. When they see somebody dressed like this, then they say, this is Jesus. Then you ask them, they say, the man of Allah, God's man. These people dress like this. So they also understand this is the dressing of the righteous. Why must we dress as other people? And how sad, how many of us now, end of the year is coming, will be going for holidays, and good people, pious people, even ulama, our kurtas, everything one side, and now we also got our bermudas on, and we also, how many people when they see the imam at a holiday resort, and they say, this is the imam Juma he makes, and he's dressed like this, and now he's dressed like this yet, hey, we should say, that's not the way for Muslims. We shouldn't be chameleons also. Islam is not so hard also, but at least don't dress like them. If you're on a holiday, you're on a relaxed mood, but your dressing is relaxed, but not like them. Eh? We want to copy them in everything. Eh? End of the year parties that are coming now. This is a destroyer, it's a killer. Matric balls that take place. How many girls who pass with distinctions, but in this one night she becomes pregnant and her whole future is destroyed. How many boys who pass with distinction, not 6 distinctions, 8 distinctions, but they become drug addicts on this one night. This is not our way. The amount of money that is spent in the dressing for that night, the preparation, this is not the way at all. Eh? We were fortunate when we were in Matric, we had signed a petition to the school, to the principal, that we don't want any Matric party. And alhamdulillah they complied, we did not have it. There were quite a few students who had this understanding. Otherwise, usually at that time it is difficult. End of the year parties, people who are working in banks, in the corporate world, in the offices and these parties, how many good Muslim girls are found drunk, they can't find their way home. And there are mashallah such good people in our community who go and look for such people and deliver them, and the parents cannot believe that this is my daughter and she's in this condition. This is my son. So this is not our way. Maulana Mazhar Sahib, our Shaykh's honorable son, Damat Barakatum said, their year starts with January. And then in India, Pakistan, they pronounce it January. And January is animal. So he said, what started with January, jiski ibtida sahi na ho. To uski intiha kaise sahi. With the starting which is wrong, the foundation which is wrong, the end result will also be wrong, of course. So this is where it lands up, all these parties. And what is the celebration? Eh? Now, the 5th of November, which is no more public holiday, but Guy Fawkes Day. And all crackers, etc. At that time, Hindu people also were all waking up their gods. Their gods are sleeping. And they have to use so many crackers to try and wake them up. Eh? What a dream I'd like to do. And then when we come now for all these parties, whatever they are, and then when we come to December, and the period 25th December to 1st January, hospitals are ready for how many emergency wards, they are ready because how many people who are chopped, who are stared. Is this what is called celebration? Is this how the end of the world comes? And ours, alhamdulillah, which starts with this month of Muharram. And one aspect of the meaning of Muharram, ihtiram, respect and honor. And respect the laws of Allah which Allah has made haram. Allah will give you great honor in that. When we live in this, Allahu Akbar. Then we come to the month of Safar, which is that we must abstain totally from all superstitious things. All this jadu story which is exaggerated so much. All these jinn stories which are exaggerated so much. All these things abstaining. Then we have to appreciate Rabiul Awwal and Rabiul Akhir, the coming of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his honorable and great teachings. Then we come to Rajab towards the end, which is the month of Mi'raj now. The month of our Salat, we call it. And with every Salat, every rakat of Salat is a flight to Allah Ta'ala. You reach Allah Ta'ala, and a person who reaches Allah, what to say of that? Shaban comes now to purify ourselves. The night, the 15th Shaban, Laylatul Bara'ah, to purify and cleanse yourself. Then what to say of the glorious month of Ramadan and the beauty of the month of Ramadan. If we train, and this is what is Khanqa effort, to bring this reality, then wallah, see the enjoyment of living as a Muslim. And what great enjoyment and beauty there is. And then Allah calls you to His house now. Now you have become fit to come to my house. Now the season of Hajj starts. Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah. Now you are going to Allah. And just like the child running around the mother begging, you are running around Kaaba Sharif now. Now Allah sees you running from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa. It's not the work of some very great intelligent person. It is the work of a great lover. Hazrat explains many places that khirat brains you pipe down, you don't talk anything. You don't know what is love. What you have to do with your intellect, and you're a big intellectual and you've got big degrees and all that.
you can't understand what is tawaf. And you can't understand what is Safa and Marwa. You can't understand what is living, leaving a city, your hometown first, and going away to Makkah Sharif. Then leaving the city of Makkah, your five-star hotel you got, all that you're leaving, and you're going to stay now in Mina. From there you leave everything and you go to Arafat for a few hours. From there you come to Muzdalifah where you got no shelter also, where there are no toilet also. Now they are, but previously no toilet facilities also. Now you come back to Mina. Now you are pelting the shayateen. And now you are making qurmani. This is all the work of a lover. And brains, they are not allowed to even talk here. They don't understand one bit. Where the story of love starts, the story of the brain comes to an end. You can't understand what is love. And the love of Allah, this worldly love, what and what don't do people do? And a person wants to understand those things logically, you'll never be able to change that person's mind. You must understand he's in love. But whatever he's in love, jais, najais, halal, haram, but love is such a thing. And you'll be only be able to win him over if you explain him what love. If he's fallen guilty of love, and you want to explain him with intelligence, these two are going in opposite directions. You can't make him understand. You have to make him understand with love, then that person can understand, hopefully. And then now it is this love that takes a person, and this is illicit love, or love of permissible things also of dunya. But the love of Allah, a person who is blessed with, who is the creator of love, who is the giver of love, who is the controller of love, to whom we will return, if you get one iota of the love of Allah, and we must beg Allah that He gives us His love also. Beg Him that He must increase us in our love for Him. And though we are not one bit fit for the love of Allah, but oh Allah, your pure love, if you give me one bit of it also, may beg of Allah Ta'ala for that. So this is, this new year that has come, this is what we should try and bring into our lives. Make hijrat of our past life, and make hijrat into the future, into this beautiful life. And basically, any person who will just sit down for a few hours, one friend sent all the intentions of reading Quran Sharif, about 20 or so. It might take you a minute to make those intentions. And you might be reading Quran Sharif for 10 minutes, for 20 minutes, whatever it is. But just by doing that 1 minute little muraqabah and making all that intention, that 20 minutes of yours will become 20 hours in value. Like for example, in the secular world, a school teacher is teaching geography, for example. He did matric and he became a teacher, and he's teaching geography, he's teaching many classes, and he is doing a lot of work. But now he does a degree in geography. He does his MA. Now he does his PhD. Now they promote him head of department. His work becomes much less and his wages increases tremendously. Now he's just head of the department. But because he's got degrees now, now his salary has increased tenfold. How many fold his salary is increased? And his work has gone right down. Basically, just like that, quality in amal. You will do now, we'll see. Truly, stay with Allah Wala. Many of them, you'll see, not much amal in their life, but degrees, qualities they got. So that little amal and how much they're getting from Allah. And the laborer working there from 7 in the morning till 5, and he's sweating in the rain, in the sun, he's working, and his wage is so small. He hasn't got even a standard one's report. So he has to labor like that. So as long as we are laborers, Abid's position is there. And an Arif's position, Alim and Arif's position, he sits in a comfortable air-conditioned office. And his work also is very little. Just signing some papers here, that also they brief him up, you just sign here, this is it, and just sign that, and just some phone call, little bit work. And he takes off when he wants to and he goes. But his salary is so big. And then all the perks on top of it. And the bonuses he's getting. Why? He's got certificates. He's got degrees with him. So qualities in amal, sifat in amal. Your work will be less, but your salary by Allah will be so great and so high. Otherwise, if we just remain laborers, then our whole life we will be laboring hard. But what will we get in return will be little. But if you become an alim, you become an arif of Allah, alim, not only of shariat and to know all the dalail and all the hadith and the hawalat, but alim of Allah. And you become a alim e rabbani. And Allahu Akbar, we should think also of this, that what great favors of Allah in the deen of Islam. We know Allah in our deen as Allah is. There are many Christians who are devout Christians. And really, in the Quran Sharif, Hadatat Hadithul Ghashiyah, that person, Amilatun Nasibah, making lot of effort, Amilah, Nasibah, sweat on his, so hard he's working, a priest, making Allah's ibadat. And many of them, till today, in their monasteries, how lot of ibadat they do, but they haven't even got the right concept of Allah.
Yeah.
They've got Trinity. Everything of theirs is gone zero. After working so hard, the Hindus, there are many. When we were in India, in Durban, when we should go to the station sometimes early in the morning, we had to catch a train. At one particular corner, one Hindu, maybe is the priest, the padri or whatever, or maybe, or, but he should read their Veda, their Ved. And he should, from what time in the morning he should get up. And continuously, but they got the wrong concept of Allah. We are so fortunate, the satta of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the satta of our ulama al-haq, who we call ulama al-yuban, ulama al-sunnat wal-jamaat, that Allah kept us here. Allah didn't make us amongst the Shias, amongst the Qadianis, amongst Maududis, amongst any other firqa, Salafis. Allah gave us the correct way. How much shukr we have to make to Allah. And make dua. Everyone must be. But alhamdulillah, how many times now, when Maulana was reading the ashar of our sheikh, all our friends, it just comes out, Ya Allah, mere sheikh ke darje ko barha. Mere sheikh ko saftaj, awliya, asmane bana dijiye. ہمیں اپنے شیخ کے صدقے میں ہمارا سب کام دینی دنیاوی اخروی بنا دے. These people, what favors of our شیخ upon us, how حضرت worked on us. Allah Akbar, more than what a father or mother will want their children to come right, حضرت was working. And then his duas again. So Allah Akbar, حضرت should cry for his murid, one murid, take their names and cry for them. So what treasures hasn't Allah blessed us with? So this is a very important time that we are passing through. Don't let it just go idle. And don't waste it also. Don't let it go idle, but make it fruitful. Not futile, make it fruitful, so that we can come more closer to Allah Ta'ala. So those who haven't been taken stock of themselves, still take stock of yourself. And use that as a platform to now look in the future. And how I can change. Anyone who will do this without many lectures and bayans or anything, you yourself will bring a change in your life. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and guide us towards righteousness.